There's a debate in the United Methodist Church over whether LGBTQ people can serve as clergy and permit same-sex marriage. Church leaders are meeting in St. Louis beginning today to decide and will vote on the issue, but some worry that it could tear United Methodists apart. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan has the story.
Several dozen people fill the pews at Lafayette Park United Methodist Church in St. Louis. Among them is Kristen Leslie, an ordained elder in the church. Many of the worshipers here identify as LGBTQ. That's why Leslie and her husband chose this congregation.
Because it was a church that we knew was living in a place of justice just by its very presence of who was in the congregation.
But current rules prohibit clergy in same-sex relationships from actually serving in the United Methodist Church. Pastors also aren't supposed to officiate at same-sex weddings. But Leslie, who's a professor at Eden Theological Seminary, has defied that rule. Since the early 90s, she's performed at least 25.
We are made in the image of God. And how we love each other, as long as it honors God, who am I to say? Love is love is love is love, as Lin-Manuel Miranda said.
The United Methodists have debated for years whether to make church policies more inclusive for LGBTQ people. It's largely been a conversation within the U.S., and that's something that concerns seminary student S. Jewel S. McGee.
I feel like the message that American Christians have given too often is that the rest of the world doesn't matter as much. And that is a message that is against the message of Christ as I see it.
The United Methodist Church has more than 12 million members spread across the world. U.S. membership has declined in recent years, but globally, the church is growing, especially in African nations. And that presents a challenge, says United Methodist Council Bishops President Ken Carter.
In some nations of the world, homosexuality is a taboo subject, or it's against the law. And so it's just a more complex conversation for us.
At the St. Louis conference, more than 860 delegates from across the world will decide whether to lift the ban on LGBTQ clergy and same-sex weddings. There's a lot at stake, says Darren Smith, a gay man and lifelong United Methodist.
It's a little nerve-wracking for a group of people you don't really know to make a decision about you. But I'm hopeful this time. If the decision doesn't go our way this time, we'll keep fighting.
They avoided the issue as much as they could for as long as they could because they knew this was going to divide the church somehow.
Marie Griffith is a historian of American religion at Washington University. She says the United Methodists are part of a long line of Protestant denominations that have grappled with this issue, including Lutherans, Presbyterians, and Episcopalians. The difference is that Methodists have held together a vast and disparate coalition longer.
Some lean very progressive on the issue. Some lean very conservative. And it will be very, very interesting to see if they manage to hold that together this time or if the thing finally blows apart.
Methodists have weathered divides over social justice issues in the past. The church split over slavery during the Civil War and later reunited. And that gives seminary student S. Jewel S. McGee hope.
And I have a lot more faith in a denomination that has already been through trauma, that has already said, wow, we have gotten it wrong. So whatever happens, I am glad to be a part of this history.
Even if there is a split within the United Methodist Church, she says there's always the possibility it will heal. For NPR News, I'm Shayla Farzan in St. Louis.